So there's different ideas, but some of our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas say that Chaturdasi is the appearance day of Siddha Shiva. One of the famous Acharyas of the Gaudiya mission. And this form of Lord Shiva is actually manifest by the desire of Krishna. This Siddha Shiva, today's the appearance of Siddha Shiva and Gopeshwar. We're talking about Siddha Shiva and Gopeshwar. When Krishna desired to perform his Rasa Leela for the very first time, Swayam Siddha Shiva manifested from his right side and appeared as Gopeshwar Mahadev. The desire of the first Purusha incarnation, Mahavishnu, is called Ichha Shakti. It's one of his potencies. When Krishna desired to create the material world, he expands himself as Mahasankarshan. That Mahasankarshan possesses the creative desire of the Lord, then he expands as Karandakshai Vishnu, or known as also known as Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu desires to create. Desire manifests in the form of light, which emanates from in between the eyebrows of Mahavishnu. The semblance or the abhas, or the dim twilight reflection of this light, is called Shambhu Linga. Many people worship Lord Shiva in the form of Shambhu Linga. The light itself is eternal. It's told in Shastras, Jyoti Rup Sanatan. It is not Shambhu Linga. Shambhu Linga is a semblance of that light, that original light, the cause of creation. There is also another semblance of that light called Yoni. She is the shadow of Rama Devi. Rama Devi is the female consort of Vaikunthapati Narayan. She is Narayan, or Lord Vishnu's divine consort, also known as Lakshmi Devi or Rama Devi in the Brahma Samhita. Rama Devi is the power, and Karandakshai Vishnu is the powerhouse. Rama Devi is the chit potency of Karandakshai Vishnu or Mahavishnu. This is her Shuddha Sarup, her original transcendental form. And her shadow, or the shadow of Rama Devi, is known as Maya Devi, the limited conceiving potency. It may be noted that Mahavishnu has two types of potency. One is called Nimitta, and the other is Upadan, the efficient cause and the immediate cause, sometimes called the instrumental cause and efficient cause. The eternal instrumental potency of Mahavishnu, the nimittic shakti, which means the immediate cause, takes its semblance form as yoni, the limited shadow potency. The upadan karan, or the efficient cause, assumes the semblance form of Shambhu, known as the Shiva Linga. Creation of the material world then takes place by the union of Shambhu Linga and his female consort, Yoni. The word linga, as in Shivling, means symbol. In this connection, linga is a symbol of the male reproductive organ, and the female reproductive organ is called Yoni. Maya has taken the form of Yoni. This Yoni is called Ashraya Stala. This Mahamaya, she gives shelter to the entire universe. She is the instrumental cause, and the Upadan Tattva is Shambhu. So the efficient and immediate cause, or the efficient and instrumental cause. This is a very detailed description here, but try to follow with me. Ultimately, the original Nimittic and Upadan are not actually Yoni and Shambhu. It is by dint of the calm beach impregnated in her that Prakriti, known as Yoni, desires to create. That calm beach is alluring her to create. Because she wants to create, she is called the instrumental cause. Shambhu, the Lord of Pradhan, supplies Prakriti the materials of creation, and thus he is called the efficient cause, Upadan Karan. Shambhu is a dim reflection of the Supreme Lord's own divine desire-filled glance, consummates his union with Maya. Still, he can do nothing independently of the energy of Mahavishnu. Prakriti is called Yoni, and she is desiring. Although the Nimittic Karan is Yoni, Mahavishnu is the original Nimittic Karan. When he desires, his Ichha Shakti, desire potency, the shadow of Ramadevi, desires to create, and thus she becomes instrumental. She becomes like a secondary Nimittic Karan. In that case, then, the Nimittic Karan is Maya as Yoni, and the Upadan Karan is Shambhu. So basically what's being said here, if you're not totally confused, is that Mahavishnu is the original personality of Godhead, and his divine consort is Ramadevi. And Mahavishnu expands in the form of his glance, Shambhu, and Ramadevi expands in the form of Mahamaya, or Durga, or the Yoni, let's say, and she, or Prakriti, and she, in that semblance or expanded form, they enact the creation of the material world through their expanded forms that are able to contact this external energy. It's all happening by the will of God, as is said even in the Bible. Mahavishnu is the supreme personified will. That's what Ichha Shakti is with him. And it is Mahavishnu who brings about the union of the two, Yoni and Shambhu, who are actually expansions of Ramadevi in his glance. Mahavishnu is the divine dominating person, and Mahavishnu is a plenary portion of Krishna, the manifester of the mundane world. Thus, all three are creators, Krishna, Mahavishnu, and Shambhu, along with Yoni, the expanded energy of Mahavishnu, originally known as Ramadevi. Very interesting discussion here. In order for creation to take place, there must be two causes. In common American slang, we say it takes two to tango. So if you want to have creation, you need a man and a woman, obviously. So even originally, there's the male with a positive, negative, or receiving and aggressive power and potencies, and power and powerful right from the beginning. So for creation to take place, there must be two causes, the instrumental, Nimittic Karan, or immediate instrumental cause, and the material efficient cause, Upadan Karan. But these two causes don't actually come together or move without the desire of the Karta, who is the supreme doer. He must be present. The desire or glance of Mahavishnu must be mixed with these two other causes, and then creation takes place. The initial form of creation is Mahatattva, which is a sum total of 24 elements. This Mahatattva is a reflection or shadow of the original Kama Bij, seed of desire in Goloka Vrindavan. The seed of amorous creative desire in Golok is the embodiment of pure cognition. The seed of sex desire in this mundane world is this Yoni, the shadow of the divine potency. The former, the pure cognition or amorous creative desire, is, although it's the prototype of the latter, is located very far away from it. The seed of mundane sex desire is a perverted reflection of the Kama Beach, the seed of the original creative desire in Goloka Vrindavan. So that's very interesting. It's all about creation. All creative description is elaborated in verse number 8 of Brahma Samhita, which we discussed elaborately in our Brahma Samhita classes. So, of course, all of you here have my CDs in the Brahma Samhita. So if you really want to go deep into philosophical confusion, then you can listen to that. Actually, it's quite clear. It's just one thing is becoming another due to the distance from the origin and the contact with the material energy. Also in verse 10 and verse 15, this whole discussion of Mahavishnu, all these things is discussed. So let's get back to Gopeshwar Mahadev and the Rasa dance. Maybe that we can relate to a little more. In the beginning of creation, Krishna desired to perform the Rasa dance. At that time, Sarup Shakti, Ladani Shakti, Srimati Radhika manifest from Krishna's left side. So Radhika manifested from Krishna's left side. Well, Sadashiva, the same Sadashiva who is actually Gopeshwar Mahadev, he manifested from his right side. So apparently the Purusha is always on the right and the Prakriti is always on the left. She even manifests from the left. That's why we say the woman's place is always on the left side of man. And that's, interestingly enough, not only in traditional Vedic and Indian culture, but everywhere around the world, the wife or woman or girlfriend is always on the left side. So is that because everybody's imitating India? I doubt it. That's the last thing on the mind of an American, is to imitate anything Indian, although Indians are keen to imitate everything American. If you go to America, you won't find anybody wearing a t-shirt, "I love Delhi," or "I love Bombay." But you'll find so many people in Delhi and Bombay wearing t-shirts, "I love Hollywood, I love LA, I love New York, I love USA." At any rate, that's the way it is from the very beginning. So what about this Kailash Shiva? So the Shiva who lives in Kashi or Kailash in this world, he is an Amsha, or a part of Swayam Sadashiva and Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is the original Dham of the Lord, where we have the greatest ecstasy and the most variety of rasa, the five rasas, and even different varieties of even Parakya and Swakya. Well, let's say Parakya, the highest expression of all the different rasas and combinations of loving exchanges are found in Vrindavan. And the highest and most developed ecstatic, loving, rasa-filled forms of God and His Shakti Man, are found also in Goloka Vrindavan. So here, of course, Vrindavan is considered to be the origin of everything. So Das Goswami, in his Brajavilastava, he has a nice prayer glorifying Gopeshwar Mahadev. Muda gopendrasyat maja bujapari shranga nidaye spurad gopi vrinder yam iha bhagavatam pranayabhi. Bajad bishter bhaktya samabilashitam praptamachirad yami tire gopishwaram anudinam tamkila bhaje. Ah, every day I worship Gopeshwar Mahadev, who is situated on the banks of the Yamuna. That Gopeshwar was worshipped with deep devotion by the Braja damsels. Gopeshwar Mahadev quickly fulfilled their desire of the damsels of Braj to attain a supremely precious jewel in the form of the embrace of the son of Nanda Maharaj. Muda gopendras yatmaja buja parishranga nidaye. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this prayer is given by Sanatana Goswami also to Lord Shiva, Gopishwar. This says Vrindavan, Vrindavana, Vrindavana Vani Pate Jaya, Jaya Soma Soma Mule, Sanaka Sandana Sanatana Narad De Dya, Gopishwara Brajavilasi Jugangri Padme, Prema Priyacha Nirupadi, Namo Namaste. O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O Sama, all glories to you, all you whose crest is decorated with the moon. You are worshipped by the sages, the Chatuskamar, Sanat, Sanak, Sanandana, Sanatan. And you're worshipped by Rishi Narad. O Gopishwara Sadashiva Mahadev, I desire that you bestow upon me prema for the lotus feet of Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. That beautiful form of Radha Madhava are performing joyous pastimes in Brajadam. Over and over, my Lord Gopishwar, I offer my pranams to you. The many forms of Shiva, known as Shankar Bhagavan and Rudra, are being worshipped by common people. They are abas, or semblance of Sarashiv. They are not the original Shankar, who is worshipped by local people as people, Peopleshwar. The local people, they worship Peopleshwar, the controller of the people. But it's Peopleshwar, because he's manifested in the Peopla tree. It was also Ashwata, Briksha, Aham. Krishna says in Gita, I am that Ashwat, which is commonly known as people. But it's also for Shiva worshippers, they say Shiva and Parvati live there also. So the common people worship Peopleshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura, Rangeshwar Mahadev, and so on. And these forms of the Lord cannot award the highest Braja Prema.